Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is a non-title contest, and it's set for one fall and will carry a one-hour time limit.
The arena here in Mexico has gone completely dark, and it has gotten extremely cold. On the Ovaltron, a bizarre image of a stranded camper crying for help has baffled this Mexican crowd. As we continue to await the arrival of Jeremiah Wilson, some are saying tonight that we're going to see a side of Jeremiah that the WWE didn't even know existed before they signed his contract. Entering the arena, oh my God, the spotlight has dropped on a man descending from the ceiling, and talk about an elaborate entrance as the flames explode from the turnbuckles. I hope Jeremiah Wilson is prepared to face our World Heavyweight Champion.
Entering the arena from San Francisco, California, he is a journeyman who is looking to end his career with one last world championship run. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jeremiah Wilson!
Good Lord, what am I seeing? This is a complete transformation. Look at the black mascara and dark circles around this man's eyes. Oh, just lit the turnbuckles on fire! I gotta tell you something, the Jeremiah Wilson that we are seeing right now is scary. Look at the physique, the pumping muscles, and he is just staring at the entranceway. Oh my God, what has happened? What has happened to Jeremiah Wilson?
Señoras y señores, el campeón del mundo, un hombre tiene 130 kilogramos y hasta 2 metros. Gente de México, ¡Obsidian!
In typical fashion, here comes the champion, down to ringside, shedding his title, and spearing Wilson through the rope. The referee calls for the start of the match, and here we go. Both men are slugging it out on the concrete floor, and it's apparent that after the last bloodbath we just saw, these referees are going to allow anything to go from this point forward. Obsidian with a hard right foot stuns Wilson and slamming his head of his opponent into the announcer table. Obsidian unloads with a vicious no-hand headbutt. Jacking up Wilson into powerbomb position. Spanish announcers, please. There goes Miguel and Angel. Oh, through the table goes Jeremiah Wilson. And rolling back into the ring as the referee begins to count the inevitable 10. It's all but over.
Uno, dos, tres. 4, 5, 6.
He's up, I don't believe it. He's up, are you shitting me? Oh my God, with rice and green pigeon peas dripping from his massive chest, Jeremiah Wilson is up, and he's getting back into the ring. Oh my God, Obsidian is shaking his head in semi-disbelief, but as the two men lock horns again in the center of the squared circle, it's Obsidian who connects once again with a nasty short arm clothesline that sends Wilson once again flat on his back. But once again, it's Jeremiah Wilson who's getting up. Kick to the face by the world champion. Leads to a lion tamer, and Obsidian has Wilson right where he wants him. As the referee asks Wilson if he's willing to submit,
come on,
Jeremiah
Wilson,
reaches a rope, and the man in stripes is forced to break the hold. Limping to his feet, Wilson appears to be smiling. He likes the pain, and Obsidian is telling his opponent, if it's pain you want, it's pain you'll get. Wild clothesline by the champion misses, and Wilson follows through with a hard body slam. Power fist to the jaw of the champion leaves Wilson in control, and tilting his head sideways, Jeremiah licks the cheek of the champion. Oh, that's disgusting. Pulling Obsidian from the canvas, Wilson sends him into the ropes with a hard Irish whip. Off the nylon and into a spine buster. Rock me, Amadeus. Here's the cover. 1, 2, 3, Wilson did it. Did he just pin the world champion? No, he didn't.
Only two.
The referee is signaling two, and he's calling for this bout to continue. Wilson has absorbed a tremendous amount of punishment in a short amount of time, but it seems that pain is secondary to him. Taking the champion by the hand, Wilson climbs the ropes and walking across to the top to the center, leaps off, down with a hard closed fist on the shoulder that forces Obsidian to hold his joint in pain. It's all Wilson at this point. arm wringer into a clothesline. Yeah. Wilson has the champion down. The champion is down. The champion is down. Hooking the leg, the cover, and the count. One, two. Kick out by the world champion, and this one's going to continue. Who knew that Obsidian was going to have such a rough time with Jeremiah Wilson this week? I understand in this last match, he took on Mathias D, and since then, Mr. Batista has rocked the world with his major announcement concerning Michael Kavanaugh and his world title shot, and that has to be weighing heavy on the mind of the world heavyweight champion coming into this match. Wilson has got the DDT locked in, but Obsidian counters with the waist lock over the shoulder suplex. Down goes Wilson, and you can see the champion starting to come alive once again. Stomps to the knees of Wilson, and I think I understand what Obsidian is doing. He's going after the knees of Jeremiah Wilson. Maple Leaf Owl is broken up as Wilson reaches the ropes once again, and
Obsidian
is definitely on his game. Refusing to break the hold, Obsidian drags Wilson back into the center of the ring and yanking him up by the head. Wilson throws. Oh, no! Obsidian just threw Wilson over the top rope down to the concrete floor, crawling under the ring. Jeremiah Wilson appears to be running away from the champion in his dire time of need. Stepping over the top ropes and moving methodically towards Wilson, Obsidian bends down to drag Jeremiah from underneath the apron. Oh! Wilson just hit Obsidian with a rusted shovel. The champion is busted open, and here comes Jeremiah Wilson with a nasty lariat. Both men tumble over the railing and into the crowd, and it's Wilson who is going nuts with punches and punches, tossing the world champion back over the railing, and the fans are booing Wilson. Listen
shut
to
up.
That. Wilson tells him to shut up. Under the bottom ropes and hooking the leg. The referee has the count. One, two, three. Wilson can't believe it. Obsidian kicked out, and this one is still going to continue. With Wilson in control, Obsidian delivers a kick to the stomach, butterflying the arms of Wilson. Oh, it's Obsidian alone. T3 termination. This one's got to be over. One, two, three, and that's how dangerous a world champion is. This one's over.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the match by pinfall, eWrestling.org's World Heavyweight Champion, the Mile High Monster, Obsidian!
Look out! Oh, Wilson is up and he just drilled Obsidian in the back with the shovel. Jeremiah Wilson is snapped and he's kicking the crap out of the World Heavyweight Champion, thrusting his bloody fist into the air. Wilson rolls his eyes into the back of his head. You have to be kidding me. Obsidian is getting up and he's coming back at Wilson. Jeremiah bails from the ring. And as these two continue to argue, I can only say this. Jeremiah Wilson is a crafty ring veteran who has been around the wrestling business for years. One day, he's going to get a shot at the World Heavyweight Champion, and when he does, and if he does, it's going to be like nothing we have ever seen before. Tonight is the beginning of the war between Jeremiah Wilson's quest to become World Heavyweight Champion, and at this point, it's going to be directly waged with that man in the ring, the current eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Mile High Monster, Obsidian.